not that the idea of beauty is not there at all. The idea of beauty is present. But the center of the whole argument of Bhagavad Gita is not beauty for beauty's sake. If you analyze the argument of Arjuna, when he says, I will not fight, do you find that in that argument he was not aware of his beauty? You can say that he forgot his beauty only if in his argument there is no mention of his beauty. But that is not so. He knows very well. He clearly states that for the sake of my beauty, I should really fight and kill these people. But he says, I will not do it. It's not as if he has forgotten it. Why? Because he finds that if I kill, there will be a great adharma. Fighting is my dharma, but performing my dharma, another big adharma will be produced. Why? Because large number of people will be massacred, will be slaughtered, will be killed. Therefore, there will be dharmakshaya, kula dharmakshaya. The women will give up their dharma. And ultimately, Varna Sankara Jayate, the whole clan will be scattered and there will be so much of mixture of blood and the whole idea of dharma will be destroyed. So he said, dharma produces adharma. If duty produces adharma, is duty to be performed? That is his question. And Sri Krishna's answer is not merely this, that look, your duty is to fight, therefore you fight. No. He says your svabhava is a difference between that which is an action as a duty and an action that proceeds from your svabhava. Your duty may be according to anything that is given in your society. It may not be according to your svabhava. So Sri Krishna's answer is that because of your svabhava, seeing your swadharma, seeing your swadharma you should fight. He doesn't say seeing your duty you must fight. There is one answer. Even that Arjuna does not accept. Arjuna's argument is that when dharma, even swadharma is going to produce this adharma, the whole kula dharma will be destroyed. Therefore, he says that renunciation is better. Therefore, he brings another idea, that when dharma and adharma are in the question, then you should renounce all the action. Neither do this nor do that. You just renounce. Therefore, the whole Bhagavad Gita arises out of this. Is renunciation the right thing to do? And Sri Krishna's answer ultimately is neither that you should do renunciation, nor should you do your duty, but you should do divyam karma. You should do the divine's work. The answer of Sri Krishna is that there is something else. If you do the divine's work according to the whole karma yoga, in which you transcend the idea of duty, you transcend even the idea of swadharma, the whole consideration is what is the divine's will. If the divine himself through you is shooting arrows, then that is the right thing to do. You don't conceive that it is right or wrong. You now transcend that whole idea of right, wrong, good, bad. You see the Supreme. What is Supreme doing in you? You are only a flute. Let the flute player play your flute that you are. And if you, as Sri Krishna says, now I show you what the Supreme is doing. And therefore, in the 11th chapter, Sri Krishna shows the whole Visharup Darshan and says, here you see what the Supreme is doing. And Arjuna cries out and says, I am seeing all the Kauravas being killed. Supreme himself was killing. Arjuna's ideas and Arjuna's fears and his ideas of confusions of dharma, adharma, everything was blocking the way of the divine's action. So his answer is, you see what is divine's will and you become his instrument. That is the answer of Sri Krishna. But in the process, there is a place for duty. There is a place for Swadharma. There is a gradation even of Swadharma. There is a place for the movement of Prakriti. There is a place for intermingling, rising from one guna to the other. All this in the process rightly to be done. But ultimately, all that has to be transcended so that there remains only one thing. The Divine's will, your purity of instrumentality, complete surrender to that will of the Divine, and allowing that will to pass through you without obstruction. This is the answer of Sri Krishna. And that is why this teaching is not an ethics. In ethical book, you are told what are duties. And if you forget duties, you are reminded, here is your duty. Such is not the answer of Sri Krishna. He gives a completely different dimension, that if you really want to know what you have to do, don't consider dharma, adharma. I take you to another perception altogether. There is something like action which proceeds from the divine. Therefore, go back to the origin. And karma yoga consists in knowing the origin of things and offering yourself to that origin and receive whatever comes from there. So these are the three steps of karma yoga, and these are